Hanging out at the pool is great. Relaxing and playing Vegas-style games on my phone at the same time. Drink in one hand and a blackjack in the other. It's all at SpinQuest. Over 1,000 games, including your favorite slots and table games. Be cool with this summer special. New players get $30 coin packs for 10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Well, the ladies on The View told Bill Maher that Israel didn't have the right to defend itself from terrorists, Hamas, and Bill Maher had none of it, and he shot back. Watch this.
Are you all concerned about the innocent civilians that have been collectively punished and murdered, largely children and women?
Of course.
And are you at all concerned about the fact that the International Criminal Court just today issued a subpoena for Bibi Netanyahu?
Well, that's ridiculous, but it's a war.
Why?
It's a war. Because it's a war, and they were attacked, and they're defending themselves. Now, this is a war. Do you think Hamas needs to be destroyed? This is the question.
Yes.
You do?
Yes.
So how can we do that with a ceasefire?
All right. So Hamas needs to be destroyed because they are a terrorist organization who say openly that they want to commit genocide on the Jewish people, on the state of Israel. That's what from the river to the sea means, okay? And they say it very openly. They said, we did this attack. They've attacked Israel five times. They've started five wars since they were given that land back. They could have chosen to turn that place into any place they wanted to, and they took a lot of money that they took from the international community, and they spent it on bombs and guns and building tunnels. So if they need to be destroyed, how do we do that? It's a war. I don't know how to do that, and you don't know how to do that.
But are you
Of course, everybody is, but that's what happens in a war. Here's a way to stop that. Stop attacking Israel.
So I will never understand what people are saying when they're calling for a ceasefire in Gaza, because let's review. Who are you talking to? There are two sides in this. Let's just break it down for each side. The first is Israel, who has lost more than 1,000 people to a terrorist organization because they just marched across their border. They killed their troops, but they killed a lot of civilians. And after they killed their civilians, they butchered their dead bodies and they took hostages, including women, and raped them. And they still have hostages to this day. So does Israel want a ceasefire? No, they don't want it. So that group has refused to give the hostages back. That's why Israel is not going to do that. It makes sense. Okay, so now let's review for Hamas and the Palestinians. And by the way, yes, Hamas and the Palestinians are one group. The word Palestinian didn't even exist until the 50s. So if we're being more accurate, we'd call them Muslims or Arabs in the Middle East. And the reason why I distinguish them as one is because Hamas is the elected government of the Palestinians. Those people, the Arabs, literally voted Hamas to be their governors by an overwhelming majority. So yeah, it's the same. It's the same people as if we were talking about our government doing something. Other countries would say the United States, or they would say Americans, because yeah, it's our government and we elected them, just as the Palestinians elected Hamas. They don't want a ceasefire either, and that's because they've attacked Israel five times. So it's very clear that they have no desire for a ceasefire because they keep attacking Israel. They don't want a two-state solution. They've never asked for a two-state solution. That's why they say the river to the sea. They want to genocide Israel from the river to the sea. That is their slogan. They're open about it. They're not trying to hide it. They are literally telling people that their goal is to genocide Israel. So in other words, you have a war between two parties where neither of them actually want a ceasefire. So when people are saying they want a ceasefire, who it is the white liberal women in America who are sitting in their cushy house or at their university, and they've never actually been to Gaza. They've never been raped by Hamas, or they've never, you know, been Hamas. And so they don't know what's going on in those regions. And if they had, neither of them, I mean, if they were from Gaza, if they were from Tel Aviv, neither of them would ever want a ceasefire because it doesn't act in their best interest. So in other words, you have those two parties. They don't want a ceasefire. One's going to keep getting attacked if they don't actually fight back and completely obliterate Hamas, which of course that's Israel. So what Bill Maher is saying here is absolutely right. I guarantee, by the way, the United States and everybody in the world would be on the Arab side if Israel just mindlessly marched into their country, into some Arab country. If Israel tomorrow walks into Egypt and kills 1,500 Egyptians, I guarantee the United States and the world is on the side of Egypt every single time. But that's not what happened. And it never happens that way. Israel has never done that, and they never will. What happened is Hamas, who is the government of Gaza, which, by the way, was a gift from Israel in the first place, which, as if the Gazans would ever gift land to the Israelis, but the Israelis gifted utilities and land to the Gazans. They marched into Israel. They murdered and took hostage all these people, and they still have hostages and won't give them back, by the way. So clearly they don't want a ceasefire. And now America and the world have the gall to say that Israel has a responsibility to ceasefire after they've been attacked five times. I mean, it's the classic tale of fool me once, you know, shame on you. Fool me twice, shame on me. It's been fool on them five times. And it's the government. They have the responsibility. Their number one responsibility is the safety of their citizens. So forgive them if they go into Gaza and try to obliterate the terrorist organization that has been terrorizing them for decades and decades and just recently killed more of their citizens and more Jewish people than any other time since World War II, since the Holocaust. Also for those haughty Americans who ask for a ceasefire, if Mexicans came across the border, say from Tijuana, and marched into San Diego and killed 1,500 people, including your friends and family, do you think that you would call for a ceasefire and you wouldn't want the United States to go in and obliterate the terrorist organization that was responsible for killing your friends and family? I highly doubt it. I don't think there'd be a single person in the world that would call for that. The only reason why people are calling for it now is because it's Israel and because anti-Semitism is, you know, tale as old as time. It is the status quo. I guarantee if that happened in the United States, everybody would, if the Mexican cartel, which is a terrorist organization, and yeah, it does run Mexico, so it's a very similar circumstance. If they marched into San Diego, killed 1,500 people, I guarantee you there would be hell to pay and it would be completely justified. Especially, imagine if it happened five times now, it would be especially allowed. I don't think there'd be a single person in the United States that would say it wouldn't be. And if those terrorists happen to hide behind citizens and that's their whole strategy, the citizens that elected them, that's not on the United States. That's on those terrorists if there's collateral in between. And I'm no fan of war, but for Israel just to keep taking a whooping and not fight back and kill the terrorists who are raping their children and their women, that doesn't sit well with me. And I know it doesn't sit well with Israel. As always, guys, if you liked this video, go down below, subscribe, comment your thoughts on this, and like the video as well. We'll see you next time.
Hey, everybody, Lady Luck here, and we're celebrating America's 250th birthday. Now, all summer long, I'm going to be celebrating by playing on FinQuest.com, which is an American-owned social casino. It obviously features over 1,000 slot games and live blackjack, live craps, live bubble craps. Head on over to SpinQuest.com. Get yourself a $30 coin pack for just $10.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.